Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Fight Fan with your host, Pete Hoffman, being joined by a very special guest right now. One of my favorites in the business, in MMA world, and she's killing it. And congratulations on the big news of the CBS Sports Network taking over Invicta FC. It's Shannon Knapp, the great Shannon Knapp. Thanks so much for joining.
Well, thank you, Pete. It's always a pleasure. I appreciate you having me on.
So,
and thanks for the congratulatory comments. Yeah, we're excited over here.
You're excited. I'm excited. I saw it on the ticker, and I was bugging out because I watch Boomer and Geo every morning, and I saw it on the ticker on CBS Sports Network, and I started to freak out going, this is awesome. This is amazing. So,
You said you saw it, you literally saw it.
Oh yeah. Like this was, first of all, it's great news to me because I'm Boomer and Geo, my boys, we're buddies, we're all in the same building, we're all part of the same crew. And then the fact is that obviously I am such an advocate for MMA, for women's MMA, for Invicta FC, obviously. So when I saw it pop up, I'm like, oh, this is beautiful. This is great. So how long has it been working on?
I love it.
How long have you been working on getting it to the CBS Sports Network?
It's been a minute, you know. All good things, you know, take more than a second, take a couple minutes to get finished. And, you know, it certainly has been the case, but very well worth it. Like I said, you know, we're really excited. But not just that, they've been amazing to work with. And that, I don't know if I should think, it's not surprising, but in a way, it is, because they've just been so gracious and so easy to work with.
Well, that is good. I like to hear that. I like to hear when friends are make a good, great relationship quick. That's a good thing for everybody. Now, obviously, the first card that's taking place on here is going to be Bernardo versus Rubin. It's June 28th, Memorial Hall, Kansas City. Tickets are still on sale right now as well. But again, you get to watch it on CBS Sports Network. So is there going to be new production part of this deal? What do you guys plan on doing for these events?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, you know, we're always looking and striving to do this better than, you know, what we've done in the past. So I think you will see some things that are different and tightened up and just a good feel and overall look. Yeah, that's about it. Except, you know, we're always going to bring in those great matchups. That's kind of our thing, is putting together the best matchups out there. And all the athletes are coming in, you know, we bring them in from all over the world, and you can definitely say they're world class, that's for sure.
Now Shannon Knapp joins us right now, and obviously there's some nice names on here. Hansen is one of my favorite fighters on this card, and she's just one of the, you know, a staple for Invicta FC. You know, give me the matchup with her and Cannon as those two go head-to-head on this weekend, June 28th.
Well, as you know, I mean, Kay was 18 years old when she first competed here at Invicta. And then, you know, she moved over and she spent some time in the UFC, so she's back home. You know, and of course, we are delighted to have her back. I think, you know, if you look at this matchup, Kay's, you know, she's very established, but she's looking to get back into the winning column. And Cannon is undefeated prospect. So I think there's going to be some heat on this one. Kay's got something to prove to fans and to herself, and Cannon is going to try to to derail that. So I think anytime you've got a matchup that there's a lot kind of riding on it, it becomes an important and very competitive, exciting bout matchup. So, and I think that's what you're going to get in this one.
And now with Kay, for example, like you said, like she did float around a little bit. Is it easy for, because that does happen sometimes. People go from different promotions to different promotions and float around. Was it easy to bring Kay back in the mix with the Invicta FC when she came knocking, or did you guys search her out?
No, I don't even remember, but I think they approached, but regardless, this is home for Kay. The bottom line is that if you, and I think everybody knows this across, even when I worked on the male side of the sport, if you've ever competed underneath the Invicta banner, or I've been one of the matchmakers for somebody, you always have a place. This is always, I take care of my people. We always welcome at Invicta. And yeah, so for her, it's like coming back home. And I think Invicta's really good about helping athletes feel special and have, help them to realign and get back on track and battle sometimes some of those demons that come along with, your self-confidence and things like that. That's something we're really good about is, helping people realize just how talented they are and giving them a space to shine.
Well, Shannon, that's a conversation I have with so many people because, I'm an advocate of the sport of MMA. I'm an advocate for, combat sports. I'm an advocate of all athletes and stuff like that. And I feel like the biggest issue in combat sports is post-career, right? Like, so for example, like, there's promotions still around for many people for, just because you go to UFC or go to Invicta FC or go to Bellator or go to PFL, wherever you choose to go to, and maybe it doesn't work out, there's enough places maybe that you'll land for a little bit. But even after that, once you hang them up, once you've, like, I'm done with it, what is the next step, and how do people approach helping they're your employees, and whether it's short-lived, long-lived, they are your employees. Do you have that post-career help for these fighters?
We certainly try to, if there's anything that we can do or if there's any spots available within the organization. I think that's something that is definitely we're going to continue to work on as we continue to grow, is finding opportunities for those athletes that have made great contributions to Invicta. It's really important for those athletes also to help the young athletes that are moving up through the ring. So that would be something that I would like to work on to be better at than what we are already. I've brought some athletes in for commentary, brought some in for matchmaking, and just that athlete type of relationship, position. So I think as we just keep moving and growing, we'll keep looking for avenues to make it better.
And Shannon, it's
after they're done.
It's funny, Shannon, no matter what, even after, whether it's fighting, whether it's commentating, it doesn't make a difference. You get poached no matter what. Whoever it is that they poach, whether it's Laura Sanko or whomever, they always get grabbed from you guys, which
it's
is great.
It's good to be good at what you do, though. I take it as a compliment.
Yes.
Laura wasn't doing commentary back then. I take it as a compliment. If I can spot that talent, I can build that talent. I'm going to look at it that way. And you can't hold people back. You want the best for athletes, staff, everybody.
Okay.
What the one thing I will tell you, Pete, that I do tell them when they leave is I always say, you have to pay it forward. That's all I ever ask. You have to pay it forward because it means and makes the most difference to the young athletes that are coming through. I just feel like that's the fair trade-off. Pay it forward. Help lift, don't forget where you came from. Help lift Invicta, because if you do, that makes a difference for all the athletes in the sport.
I love that, Shannon, but there's got to be some people where you're just like, you're so special. Don't leave. Stay with me. We'll just do great things together. Why do you have to go? There's got to be one person where you're like, this is the one person I always wanted to hold on to. Is there one? Is there one girl? One?
Ooh. That would take me a while to think about. Because truthfully, I always look at they're all important. And I know that sounds cheesy, but it, really true. I always use these. There's a couple of things. Number one, I have never cut anyone from Invicta. Now, I may have had conversations with an athlete and said, you know, maybe it's time that you take some fights outside of Invicta and build back up your confidence and let's work on this. But I've never cut an athlete. I've never terminated him. And thank goodness I haven't had any behavioral issues, so I've never had to do anything like that. But I do focus on the athlete, and I think that they're each and every one of them. And I always tell them I won't do for one, but I won't do for all, because I never want an athlete to be in my promotion thinking that somebody's getting a lot more than them, or I view them as more special or different. You know, I try to keep a really fair, you know, playing field, I guess would be the best thing to say. You know, yeah, that's what I try for anyway.
Invicta FC 55, Bernardo versus Rubin for the Invicta Bantamweight World Championship on June 28th, Memorial Hall, Kansas City. You could watch the prelims on YouTube, Facebook at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, but you could watch the main card live. CBS Sports Network, 9 p.m. I'm excited about this. I'm going to be locked in. As I'm watching, I love it because I put everything on at once. So I'll be watching Mets games, I'll be watching Yankee games, but I'll also be watching this as well. Now, you know, Shannon Knapp right now, who's joining us, the big story over the past few months, I don't know if you know the name. Her name is Caitlin Clark. Big name in the world of sports. And it's funny because she was such a big name in college. She brought a lot of attention to women's sports in college basketball. And now has brought a huge name to WNBA. And the acceptance, and I talked to Liz Carmouche about this not too long ago, the acceptance level with Caitlin Clark to the WNBA hasn't gone as smoothly yet. The attention is there from the media, but not for maybe some of the wrong reasons. Give me, you know, your perspective being an outsider, seeing her in the WNBA, how you feel that they're, you know, as being a role model for female sports, for being someone, again, the MMA in the world, and I'm sorry for going on too long with this question or idea, women's MMA has been going on for a long time, and the respect it's gotten and the way it's been built over the years, it's one of the one female sports that's always been on the same level as the men's, right? Like we could sit there and talk about...
I would agree with that, yeah, for sure.
You sit there...
I would agree with that.
We watch pay-per-view events headlined by women that have undercards filled with men. I mean, that's I've never seen anything like that before in any other sport. But yet you have a sport that maybe is not as highly profiled, and yet the women are almost taking, like, disdain towards Caitlin Clark, if that's the right terminology that I'm trying to look for right now, but kind of, you know, throwing away the fact that they're almost jealous of Caitlin Clark. Give me an outside perspective of this.
That's very sad. I mean, that is very sad. I'm excited because she's changing the game for women in sports. Anytime somebody's making a huge push forward, I always look over and give them the nod like they're my tag team partner. You know, we're all working for the same goal. We all want to break down those barriers, build awareness, bring in the fans. You know, that should be everybody's goal. And we shouldn't ever want to tear each other down. You know, that's the part that's sad. And I don't want to be accusatory in any way, because I'm not really following the politics of it. But what I can tell you is when I'm tuning in and watching and I'm busy, you know, and I've got, I'm working, I'm busy, but I'm tuning in and watching, and I never used to, something's happening, something's changing. And if that change and what's happening is, you know, mostly in part because of Clark, then so be it. But I certainly wouldn't want to see anyone tear her down for the great strides and the push forward that we're getting.
Did you ever, in your business, in your, you know, career, have you seen anybody come through the rankings, male or female, that you felt that was getting that treatment of people a little jealous, maybe they're moving up a little too quick in the biz, so we got to put them down a peg?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think you know as well as I do, we saw a little bit of that with Rhonda.
Yep.
You know, Rhonda's approach was to push back, and sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. But yeah, you know, I used to look over at her and think the same thing. give her the nod and be like, yeah, that's a tag team partner. We're fighting the same fight. We shouldn't be fighting each other. The fight forward is what we should all be pushing. You know, we should all be extending the olive branches and wanting to lift each other up. Yeah, it is really sad, you know, to look around and see that happening. Much respect to everybody, because it never is just one. It may look like one, but it takes us all to lift something up. And I think that that's an important statement to put out there, because she has teammates, you know, everybody's in. And sometimes, you know, they just pick one to really highlight, but she's amazing. We can't take that away. We should embrace it and strive to be like it and just push forward.
Yeah, no, yeah. Well, Caitlin Clark is a special, special player, and she's definitely bringing eyes to the game for all the right reasons. Yeah. And that is
she brought mine. You know, well, but there was also the heat. You know, so there were others involved that helped with that. But then once I got there, then it opened up this whole new. You know, I've seen how talented she is. So I guess in my eyes, that's kind of how I look at it.
Do you try to work with, like, does Invicta FC and WNBA, do you try to, like, tag team and do some promotions together at all? Whether it's, you know, bring some teams over to watch an Invicta FC event or bring some of the girls to the WNBA games that are local. Do you ever try to I know that everyone's always traveling, it's all over the place, do you try to make that happen?
We do. You know, we're very, very open. I mean, we're very supportive of, you know, women's sports, We're very supportive. You know, we're always inviting people in to share in the experience, because I think that's the most important part. If you're not familiar with our sport, you know, we kind of want to open the doors and give you the opportunity. And it's just great to build those kind of relationships in the industry, sports, especially the women's side.
No question. Shannon Knapp joining us right now. Now, this is a little bit more of not an oxymoron, but it's a little more of a hypocritical question, because we're talking about how being so supportive with female sports. But on the other hand, too, like, you know, you can't be too supportive, because you have two competitors that are going to go into a cage, like Bernardo and Ruben this weekend. And you can't have them too happy and too, you know, like, too friendly. So how do you hold that balance of making sure that your promotion, you know, is it very supportive of each other, yet still have that animosity when they get into the cage to make the fight, to build the promotion and make it work wonders?
You know, that's the thing is that these women are competitors. They're athletes. We don't have to do anything. They're ready. You know, they've been fighting for the opportunity to get there. You know, it's just, we provide the opportunity and the platform, and they do all the rest. You know, it's certainly like, you know, I'm not giving them pep talks like, go in there and, you know, destroy or anything like that. You know, they're athletes. They compete, and they look at this as competition. And I don't know if you've seen the Invicta belt, but it's quite a belt. So when the belt is on the line, I mean, everybody wants that belt. I love seeing their eyes when they come in, and like some of them for the first time they've ever seen the belt, and how their eyes just sparkle, because it's a pretty incredible belt.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we just watched the Stanley Cup take place as they held the trophy, as the Stanley Cup, the NBA Finals just took place, and they had their trophy. It takes a lot. I've heard this from a lot of people. It doesn't make a difference what sport it is or what you're doing, but to be in a championship moment and to win, it's the toughest thing to do. It doesn't make a difference whether it's on lower levels, higher levels, professional, amateur. To win that championship it is tough. It you always have an opponent that's looking to win just as much as you are.
Yeah.
So to be able to hold that Invicta FC belt, I'm sure it's special. But I also have to ask a question too. When are we going to bring that belt to New York? Because I keep on seeing you're getting closer. You went to Boston.
I'm getting closer, right?
Yeah, you're getting closer, but you're not here yet. Why is that?
I'm working my way over there, I'm telling you.
You better.
It's on the agenda. I talk about it. We look at, you know, partnerships that could be good to get us into that area. So, yeah, I mean, it's on the to-do list. In the hit list. Well, we're going to make it.
The biggest thing was CBS Sports Network. You nailed that. So now we'll come to New York eventually.
Yes. I mean, I would love it. I did a show there once back when I was matchmaking with Strike Force, and it was a great experience. We stayed in New York, but we did the show over in New Jersey back then, I believe.
Listen, there's tons, whether it's Jersey, Connecticut. I mean, there's a bunch. We're all family. The tri-state's a big old family. That's all I could say.
Right.
There's plenty of areas for fighting, and I would love to. I just want to be able to see it in person because, again, I love Invicta FC. I've been supporting it for years. So the news of you guys just continuing to grow, getting on CBS Sports Network, that to me was amazing. But again, don't forget June 28th, tickets are still on sale, Memorial Hall, Kansas City. Again, prelim 7 p.m. You can catch that YouTube, Facebook, but also the main card, CBS Sports Network. And listen, I always ask this of you, Shannon, because I always feel like it's for the people that don't know, give me the one fight this weekend, this upcoming card, that's a you-gotta-watch moment. Like Dana White has his thing now where, you know, if you didn't know, now you know. Well, give me that one for this weekend for the Invicta FC 55.
Oh, Lord. That's a tough one.
Shannon, you hate this because it puts you on the spot because it makes it like all the other girls aren't good. No, but there are some girls that just elevate.
Yeah, but you're asking me, like, to pick my favorite kid. You know what I mean? It's just like, you're asking, like, a parent to pick their favorite kid. It's, you know, and one thing that you don't want to ever do, I personally never want to do, is make anyone feel like they're less than. Because when I can tell you this. This is what I can tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt. When those athletes step into the Invicta cage, they come prepared, they come ready to fight, and they come to win. I have never seen anything like it. And I have been in this business, geez, I hate to say this, but going on almost 30 years. They fight with a passion. They fight with, you know, an aggression. They're aggressive and a skill set. And I think that each and every one of these fights are going to deliver. I usually go in and have a pep talk before they get in there, just like how much I believe in the athletes, you know, how important it is that they're the ones that are here. They're here for a reason. And I can tell you this, when they step into that Invicta cage, they come to show the world why they're there. And I think that if you tune in, you're not going to be regretful because I think they're going to deliver an amazing event.
I love it. I love it. Shannon Knapp, again, president of Invicta FC, Invicta FC 55, June 28th, Kansas City, Memorial Hall. Check it out, CBS Sports Network. I am, again, so great talking to you as always. It's a blast whenever we talk, and again, I love it. And just congratulations on such a great product.
Well, thank you. And thank you for the support. Like I said before, when we were talking about Women's Force, it takes us all to make that difference. So thanks, Pete.